Do you enjoy the Evil Dead franchise? Did you go see Evil Dead Rise? If you have, stay tuned. We have a spoiler-filled review coming up next, and we also want to give you your thoughts and our thoughts on Yellow Jackets Season 2, what we're thinking, what questions we have, and how you feel. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Welcome to another episode of Whore and Hooch. I know we're a little late getting this one out, but it was for a good reason.
Life be life.
And it was for a good reason. We both had to go and check out Evil Dead Rise. We had to see this movie. And it didn't come out until the end of the month. So
Right. So
there's that.
this is what you get.
So, but we got to it. We did put out a little spoiler-free review just to kind of let you know that we did see it and we did enjoy it. But y'all know with this kind of movie and this type of franchise, we really got to talk about it.
We're
We
gonna talk
gave y'all
about
enough
it.
time to go and see it. So we didn't spoil it in the first quick review, but this is your spoiler alert. If you have not watched Evil Dead Rise,
Get
what
on out the room.
come back like come back later. Save this and come back later.
Ooh.
Because we really about to talk about it and spoil some things. Before we do that, we got to get our drinks. Now Desiree got a little something special for y'all. Now I made a little something bootleg. So don't laugh at me.
Oh, let me see what the bootleg is. We like bootleg.
Don't laugh at me. I even made up a name for it while I was
Come on, girl.
so I got my little Starbucks cup and I call this the ginger snap. So I got ginger tea. I got some
We miss it.
ginger tea in here with some Captain Morgan's, and I put a little agave in it to make it a little bit more sweet.
He is learning something, y'all. Because you know what y'all did not hear? You didn't hear nothing about no little fizz.
Well, see,
She is
it's warm. It's warm. So
learning.
I ain't want to do it to y'all. I ain't want to do it to y'all.
It's like
But you know
a
what? If I
spin on
had
the
some
hot
gin,
side.
if I had some ginger ale, it might have been a whole different conversation.
We're not gonna let you do that. We like your ginger. I'm gonna try your ginger tea, agave, and what you say, Captain Morgan? Some rum? Yeah,
Some rum.
Let me see what she's drinking out. The ginger snap.
I call it just a little ginger snap, you know.
That's
It's
really
look, my
cute.
allergies don't do well in the rain, so this is what we got.
He's trying to knock out allergies. I'm trying to drink. Oh, so let me tell you what I got. Let me tell you what I got. So we watched Evil Dead Rise. And so I'm not mixing this today, y'all. I'm sorry. However, we're gonna tell you how to make the Dark Lord's drink because what is a possession movie where we raising the devil without the Dark Lord's drink. So for this drink, you need three ingredients, one of which you might not have at home. The first one is going to be vodka, whatever kind you like. Second one's going to be cranberry juice, and the third one is going to be crème de mûre. Crème de mûre, if you don't know what that is a blackberry liqueur. So if you go in the store and you see
Never heard of
the,
that.
yeah, it's not used very often. But if you go in the section where you find your peach schnapps and all of that, look over there. You might see a blackberry liqueur. It may say crème de mûre. It depends. But those are three ingredients. You need an ounce of your vodka, an ounce of your crème de mûre, and a half ounce of your cranberry juice. You can increase those if you like. You know, I normally will increase them, but those are your ratios. And it's a simple. Fill your shaker with some ice. Pour all your ingredients into your shaker. Shake it till it's chilled, and strain it into your glass. And there you have Dark Lord's cocktail.
I want to try that. As you said, black cherry, right?
Blackberry, blackberry.
Blackberry.
Like
Okay.
blackberry molasses. You
Glasses.
remember that song?
But
We ain't singers, y'all. We podcasters anyway.
we 80s babies, so that's,
Right.
that sprinkle that
But
in there.
let's get into this movie. Let's get into this movie. Tell them about it, Keith.
Well, so Evil Dead Rise is the next movie in the franchise that restarted itself from what the 2013 version?
2013, Evil Dead. Yep.
And I went back and watched that one so that I could get ready for this one.
Did too.
And
But
I
that
don't
one was
think I
good.
paid attention to it, y'all, the first time I watched it. Or maybe I skipped over it because of the original movie, but that 2013 Evil Dead is slept on. Or maybe it's
Now,
just me.
it was, no, that's one of my favorites. We don't talk about it much because I don't know. I
Yeah.
guess it was a under the radar type of thing
Yeah.
because I don't remember it having a big craze about it, but that movie slapped.
It
It
did.
did.
It
I
did.
remembered it, but I watched it again because I liked it anyway.
Right, because I felt like I was just like, maybe it's something I need to just go back and look at. Maybe I didn't give it everything that it should have got the first go round. But I'm like, dang, what was I doing? And not watching this and not
I don't know where
watching
you
this
been,
one?
girl.
It
We was in
was
co we was we in college?
no,
Nah.
nope, way past that.
Mm-mm. We was out of college. I don't know what we was doing, girl.
I
Parenting?
don't
Was we parenting? I
nope.
was parenting. You wasn't. I
I,
was.
no, not parenting. I don't know. 20 10 12, 13. I was trying to get married that year. That's what was going
Why you had to think so hard about what happened in 2013? Now I'm too through with you. We sorry.
That's what
Tell
happened.
her
That's
husband we sorry.
I didn't give it enough thought. That's
Oh, I'm gonna
probably why.
make sure he see this.
That's what was going on in 2013. So upon
I'm gonna
rewatch.
tell your husband. Okay. So, okay, we gotta get on track. Stay on track. Stay on track. Okay.
That movie was because we didn't get a chance to talk about it back then. We weren't
Right,
podcasting
right.
yet, but we here and we got to just, give that movie its just due. The 2013 Evil Dead, it did go hard. It's the way I like my horror movie. I don't care about love interest. I don't care about these people need to go take a random shower, take a bath so you can hear what's going on around you. Y'all know the horror movie rules. I don't care. We ain't got time for people to be hooking up and doing all this foolishness. Don't wait. Don't give me 15 minutes of unnecessary dialogue and then another 20-minute scene with somebody just walking around doing absolutely nothing. They give you action, 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 horror, or these horrific scenes, these scenes that stay with you. That scene of her being under the floorboards and with the little, with looking up, that stays with you. That is a creepy scene that stays with you.
And
Just
she
that
did it a
scene.
couple of times, but my favorite one is when she's talking to old girl in the kitchen and she egging her on.
Yes. Yes.
That's my favorite
Absolutely.
time that she's like under the
Absolutely.
floorboards and she looking at them. Because it gave me
Absolutely.
very much The Exorcist at that
It
point.
stays with you. Those kind of things stay with you. And I love it. And so going into Evil Dead Rise, I'm like, I hope that they stay in this right here. Stay
Yeah, and they
here.
did. They was true to the first one. I love that about it. It got in there. You now. The first 10 minutes, I was like, why is we doing this? But then it came on together. I felt like the first 10 minutes, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this, but it came on together. And then once the action started hitting, it kept hitting.
It
It was
kept.
boom, boom, boom. And I appreciated every bit of that.
They
And
do.
then I
They know how to give you that random ass horror that you don't even like, horror that you wouldn't think about. Like when she the cousin was sitting up there reading the book and she like sat up and was sitting not facing her, but like reciting out loud what was in the book. Like, first of all, that should have been a clue for you to get out.
Let me tell you about that scene had me in. Mind you, y'all, I went to see this late at night on a weeknight, telling my business here. But there was no one in the theater but me and about five or six other people. So at that point, I was like, girl, I forgot I was not in there by myself. And the man in front of me started laughing. Because, number one, baby, you reading Wuthering Heights. If you are not reading this at a high school curriculum, I don't remember none of the words. For Wuthering Heights. It's not one of my favorite books. So I don't know why you thought your cousin, who seemed like the ratchet of the two, was gonna remember the words to Wuthering Heights to be sitting up reciting them in the voice in which she was doing so, out the blue, even.
That part. Because
And
where her voice come from all of a sudden, and why are you still sitting there?
then you did that. Let me tap her on the shoulder and see what's wrong. No, ma'am. We don't step towards that.
Desiree, I'm gonna let you know
So,
right now. I love you, but if your voice changed at any point in time around me, I'm not sticking around to find out what happened
okay,
to
boo. Chuck the deuces. Chuck the deuces and burn it down. I won't blame you. If you don't,
I'm
I'ma
not
haunt you.
investigating. I'm not investigating.
If you don't, I'ma haunt you from the other side. If something happened and you do some stupid horror movie stuff, I'ma show up in your dreams and I'm be like, girl, you know we know better. So just run and burn it down. Run and burn it down,
And
Desiree.
she did, and she didn't. She wanted to see what's going on, what's happening to you. And then when she seen her, after she seen her face and how she's still sticking around, like, oh my God,
Get the fuck
oh,
out.
what
But they did that in both movies
is going?
because that was the one thing about Evil Dead Rise
Yeah,
that I
they
was like,
did. They
y'all
did.
wildin'. When Mama came in that house looking like a junkie, because I can't call it no other way. She came in there like it was it's Kima-like thriller. And then there with the one shoulder slump and the foot drag, tossing eggshells and all into the skillet. And y'all looked at these bruises on her face and body that y'all don't know where they came from. Her doing all this wild stuff, spewing this shit out. Then y'all laid her in the bed and RIP'd her like nothing was wrong. And you sitting here having a conversation with her and reminiscing about what you gonna do now that she gone. And she just didn't look weird to you. The only person in this movie that had good sense was I'm sorry, the little Latino man. I didn't catch his name. He ain't live long enough.
He didn't.
'Cause she took that man out, and that was funny as hell. That was funny as hell.
And first of all, if they thought that she was dead, and when they went on to put her in the bed, that was mighty calm for somebody that had just lost a family member.
They was in
That
shock.
was a
They was in shock.
little calm for me.
They were calm. I chalked it up to they was in shock. And then I'm gonna tell you that the little boy pissed me off because you took too long to open your mouth. Number
First
one,
of
I wouldn't.
all, he pissed me off when this when his sister, the older sister, said, "Leave that alone.
But then she back here.
Just don't look right. You knew it didn't look right from when you tried to open it up. Don't fool
Like,
with
when a book bites me,
it."
I'm done. I'm done. But next, when I realize the book is made of flesh and teeth, I'm done.
I don't
Because
even want to touch it.
that's what irked me about both movies. Both movies, y'all picked up these books and was like, oh, this looks interesting. And I would never. Y'all listen to that lady on TikTok and she be talking about all them people that be diving and discovering stuff, and she like put it back. She Caribbean lady. That's how I feel. Put it back every
That,
time.
yeah, the my only complaint about this movie was that I didn't care about anybody who died.
Why is that a complaint?
I was not emotionally invested.
Because you knew they had to die, girl. No, I ain't gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that because, well, she didn't die. But I was really concerned about little mama, their youngest. I was worried about her till I found out she was a gangster, which I should have known from the time she chopped that baby head off. And her mom said, "Where my scissors?" And she slid them bad boys up under the desk. I should have known better.
Well, see, demon
But
seeds always survive, you know.
scissors with the shits. What was the name of the dog?
Staphne.
Daphne, yes. Daphne was gonna she was gonna protect them, and she did.
No.
Daphne made sure they was good.
Cause I'm borderline, like, are we a little psychotic here? Or is she right to be prepared? I don't know.
At her age, she might be psychotic. Did it come in the clutch? Yes, it did.
I accept that. I
Yeah.
accept that. I was a little concerned about it. I was just like, they might want to check her out a little bit. They might want to see what's going on.
And she also had two older siblings and an alternative ass mama. So, yeah, product
You
of her
know,
environment.
but she came through when she needed to, obviously. She
Right,
was more
right.
prepared than the other ones, which I actually did not care if they I didn't I was not invested.
Well, it
I
wasn't enough
needed
time to be. I mean, in neither one of these movies were you invested. It
it.
was not enough time to get to
Correct.
know these characters because in the first one, Boom, we in the woods. All you find out is the sister's a junkie. She ain't seen her brother. Her mama died. Everybody relationship is a little bit raggedy. Something was beefing with him and a friend. And the nurse, the girlfriend, she was just there because he had to be there. Everybody relationship was raggedy. And the second one, you got the sister who's she the fuck up of the family. The mama who's some kind of alternative. The three kids, the daddy missing. You get a little bit of boom. Here go the story life. And that's it. We ain't developed no character. We just needed a little bit of background because y'all off in the die before dawn.
And I, everybody gonna be dead before dawn. I love how they keep that, they kept that up. And it's really hard to survive that the whatever demon that be possessing in these movies do not play no games.
So I'm gonna say this because I was very thrilled about this. The movies parallel very, very well. I don't know if nobody else picked that out, but I think that's something they did very well in these movies is they parallel well. It was not the same story. It did look differently, but it was the same events. Because I can point out in the first movie and the second movie where things aligned with what happened in that book and how it portrayed on screen. Like the very first possession in movie one, old girl, you know, she got tangled up in them thorns and they had her all splayed out in the
Yes,
midst of the street.
yes.
In movie two was the elevator. She got splayed out
I love that scene with the
in the
elevator
wires.
wires.
Yeah. So I like that they
That
paralleled that. That
was a
was the
good
first thing.
visual.
Yeah. In both movies. Except the first movie, they gave you a little bit too much because we didn't need to know that thing went up in her thing, whatever. I'm sorry, she was trying to drink the drink. I was a little glad they took that on, not this one. The spewing of the white liquid, it was always a white liquid or some blood. I like that that aligned. The boiling water scene, you got that in both movies. In the first one, it was a girl was supposed to be laying down. She went to take a shower and the water started boiling. And then when the mama, they tried to put her in the bathtub, she ended up making the water boiling hot. When she screamed in some kind of way. And so in movie one, you see it's in the book that boiling water on a body. So I like how they kept
And the
the.
scene where there's one that always wants to go check on them and end up getting got, like in the movie, the one friend was like, oh, let me go down here into the basement and check on
Oh,
her.
yeah.
And then it was like the youngest daughter was like, oh, I think she's better. Let me try and unlock the door for her. So they had that too.
Listen, I'm surprised they yoked up that baby. I really was. Her and then that little boy in the hallway. I just, you know, most movies don't brutalize the children. The fact that they brutalize the children, I was like, ooh, ooh. Y'all don't care. Everybody dying. What else about that I enjoy about the parallels in this movie? It was something else. I know it was. I can't give it to you right now, and that's gonna irritate my soul. Oh, this screaming. This screaming, this hollering in every movie. I don't know what the significance of that yell is, but that blood curling demonic scream before the body just dropped. That happened in both movies. It was wild. And this demon, and as all demons usually in possession movies, this demon was hilarious when it did open its mouth. So you did get a little comedic value out of this possession because, you know, it's going to cuss you out and talk bad about you when you piss
Did. And
it
they did not skip out on the gore.
off. No, and that's both movies. They gave you all the blood you needed to see, all the chopping and the just violent, just violent. Oh, that was the other parallel, the ending. The way that they killed the demon in the very end. In both movies, it was chainsaw massacre. So I enjoyed that that was follow through on both movies.
What was one of the your favorite scenes or one of the creepiest scenes to you?
Oh, and this one, I'm gonna say the ending scene. It wasn't even creepy. It was just intense. The ending scene where they're trying, the aunt and the niece is trying to get away. They're the last two alive. They run into the elevator, and baby girl realizes this damn elevator is shutting from the keys. So she yanked them keys, but then all the demons kind of convene on top of the mama and start you can't tell if they're eating her, whatever they're doing, but at the same time, all that blood start filling into the elevator, and so you can tell it's related. Like, that was wild, and I was just sitting there like, because I just knew they was gonna drown. I just knew they were gonna drown in the blood, and I was like, they ain't gonna make it. Somebody gotta make it.
Somebody. I did that. That was a good scene. That was a
That
good
was a good
one.
scene for me.
I liked the scene where the sister, the older sister, is on the sink and she has her back turned. And when they start to kind of push in to what she's doing, it's like they pushed in and then the camera like spun around a little bit and she's hunched over, eating glass. Like she's eating Skittles.
And the best part of that is when they zoom in on her throat and she swallowed that glass and you see it
And
come
you
through her
see it
throat
coming through
and
the
gone
dress.
down.
Yes.
That was,
That scene was crazy.
I
That was a
agree.
crazy scene. I was like,
I agree.
they had some good little scenes in this movie. It was another one. Yes, when the mom was like freaking out in the and after they put her in the bathtub and then she kind of rose up. That was crazy too.
But the way she came up out that cold water, you would have thought it was some holy water in the bathtub. Cause she was like, "Hell no!" Nah. That crouch to the ceiling was everything for me. Again, it gave me Exorcist. I think that I love the possession. Always kind of, and it probably because I believe in possession. It's probably very true, and it just is true to what the textbooks say. Possession looked like in all these movies. So I like that about it. I don't like that we got this half-assed story about why the hell this apartment building was on top of a vault where some Catholic church has buried it looked like a casket with hanging crosses everywhere. Like, this, it just didn't make sense to
I'm
be
wondering
on
like
top of somebody's
how the book,
burial ground.
because I still didn't understand how the book got there, got up under there. Like who put it there?
It had to be the church. It had to be the church because when you saw he went down there, it was one of those big, it's not a casket. I can't think of what they're called, but they have them in the Catholic churches. And they keep, like, the treasures and the jewels in it. And they heavy, them metal
But
boxes.
see,
I
but
can't
from
think
the
of the
first
name.
movie, from the first Evil Dead, how did it come from like that cabin in the woods to up under that apartment building? Or is that the same? Is that the same book?
So there's more than one of them. Per the tale, so I, but they didn't look exactly the same, so I don't know. I don't know if it was meant to be the same book or not, because it very well could have got around. Somebody could have found it in the cabin. We just didn't get that story, but the church found it later, or however, the church might have been the ones to find it in the cabin. We didn't really get that. We just know the church had got it, and the pastor was like, "We got the book. We need to translate," and then he recorded all the shit. And then at
Oh,
the end,
Easter egg. The guy's voice on the recording is the man from Ash versus Evil Dead TV series.
I ain't know that. I did not know that. That's a good little tidbit. That scene too, by the way. The scene where the aunt is in there listening to the last final recording and the mama sneak up on her ass and she was like, "Bitch, you wanna hear it? Here you go." The way her mouth opened up and it just started bellowing out of her ass. I don't know what about that was just
That was
unsettling.
creepy. That was a creepy scene too. That was creepy. You
It
right,
was quite unsettling.
I forgot about that too. You right.
I mean, I don't have no complaints. I'm not gonna complain about this movie. I genuinely like blah blah blah. Genuinely liked it. No, I do got one complaint. I got one. I'm not gonna lie to you. So we'd have made it all the way through the movie. Auntie and the niece then got the hell on. Y'all done ran the bodies through the wood chipper, which I don't know why the fuck y'all had a wood chipper in a complex, whatever. Becky Sue. How you j what? I thought the stairs was missing, okay? Number one, the stairs was missing. The elevator was broke. How Becky Sue come out her apartment, bopping through the parking lot and the building and don't know nothing. Why you walk through all that blood in the parking lot?
Like you ain't hear
And
nothing
don't
else happening.
you didn't hear shit that popped off last night. You didn't hear that screeching. You didn't hear nothing. And then you get got in the parking lot, but somehow you still made it to pick up your cousin and get out there to the dock in the middle of the fucking forest before you got possessed. That's the only gripe I got. Because that was the girl from the opening scene. So I'm like, you telling your cousin you're gonna come pick her up? Where do your cousin live that you made it out your house to her house and to the woods before you got possessed? Everybody else was turning immediately. That's the only gripe I have. But that's
I
because
wish
I've been thinking too hard.
that they would have been connected somehow more so to the people in the cabin. Like maybe a dude that was in the cabin was the auntie, baby daddy in there, or
I ain't need none of that.
the mom's ex-husband. Maybe he was there in the cabin. Like I need something. I guess it was just like I felt like they should be some kind of deeper connection to them other than living in the same building.
I guess. I felt like the fact that they didn't know each other was showing how powerful the demons are, because you ran me through a wood chipper, ain't nothing out here left but blood, but the spirit. I'm still floating around here looking for the next body.
Still out there and still getting to
Man.
it.
Man.
From that opening scene, still getting to it. Random, I want to pivot just a quick second before we give our rating. Now that we've gave you guys, we spoiled it and talked to you about how we really feel and explain some of these scenes and whatnot. While we're talking about possession, are you caught up on Yellow Jackets? Actually, you ain't even got to be caught up on it. I have a question for you. Do you
I have a
think
love-hate relationship with this show right now, but go ahead.
I have a question about Ty. Do you think that her sleepwalking and these night terrors is a product of psychosis? Because she's one of those logical thinking people. And so in her mind, she can't make sense of supernatural. So therefore, anything supernatural, her mind doesn't know how to deal with it, and it comes out at night in her nightmares. Or do you think that she's possessed? Because you know that there's something that's been around in her family that her grandmother talked about, and that is they're around in this cult-like in setting. So do you think that it's like psychosis, or is Ty possessed at night?
Think it's some form of possession. And I say that, and to piggyback on that, because the other characters in the show, I can't remember that dude's name, but he said it's coming back and it wants something. And they were seeing themselves in mirrors and shit like that. So I definitely think it's an entity, and I think at this point she really know what it is. She just ain't realized that the shit was happening. Until that episode where the little boy, she thought the little boy was lost or whatever. But I wholeheartedly think it's an entity because she too adamant about there not being supernatural. And you in denial, sis. You in denial.
She's very much in denial. And I thought about that when you said like the Evil Dead movies kind of give you that classic vibe of what it looks like when you're possessed. And in Yellow Jackets, Ty's possession, it looks it's a little
It's
different because
weird.
she's not possessing into turning into like a demonic creature, but she still has the she's doing stuff she don't remember. And it's surrounded by a lot of psychosis, and she's in denial, and Van is like really the only person that knows it's something else going on. So
And
like this possession looks really strange
it
for
could
her.
very well not even be possession, but just maybe a connection. Like maybe she's a medium, or she just has this otherworldly connection to where she's in tune with the shit. It may not be possessing her body, but whenever she's linking to it or coming in contact with it, it's causing her to sleepwalk and do all this other shit. It may not be wholeheartedly taking over her, but it's something. It's some kind of link. That
Because
she
that,
just ain't paying
yeah.
attention to.
Because I didn't think about that before. I just thought, like, you know, like she's having these nightmares because she refuses to deal with the reality in the daytime. Like, she's not, like, she did so much denial is coming out at night. But the more they kind of unravel Thaisa's story and the more they kind of talk about things, and you know how I remember she was eating dirt and she did kill that dog though.
In the damn shrine in the
And it
basement
had
by
that whole
herself.
shrine. So I'm just like, this is beyond what you're not processing. Something else
I
might
will
be
say
somebody else.
season two is so far left of season one. I will definitely say that I am so lost. Not lost, but just like season one was a little bit better to follow. And I guess because it was the introduction and you had to see, we got lost. We're in the woods. We're learning survival and something's happening. And now the shit show's happening. I don't know. I'm trying to finish. I'm struggling to finish season two. It's intriguing, but it's also so wild that you get irritated with it.
It's like you want, we want, I, we need some more wrap ups on that. I need to know if this is a possession with Ty, I need to know what's possessing her. I need to know what happened to Shauna's baby.
You got people to pay.
Y'all gonna have to tell me that. I need to know if Travis is really dead or alive. I need to know what happened to Javi.
Baby, they didn't even popped up out of nowhere.
They got
After
to wrap these things up for
being in the
me.
woods, how long? Because I thought they had killed the man, and then they act like they didn't do it. And so then I don't know,
I
honey.
don't think Javi was walking around in them woods by himself for that long because he would have died or froze to death. Javi was
Think
somewhere with
Javi was
whoever other entities is there. He was
Javi
with
was re
somebody.
he was brought back.
Or that too.
Somebody reanimated Javi and was like, now go over there with them niggas now that they know I exist.
And you know, and what happens with people when you reanimate them?
They off.
They're not the same type of people. And where's Javi now?
Again, season two is throwing me. I can't get jiggy with it. And then the cult lady, you just kept whatever y'all had from out there and just, and now all of a sudden you realize, oh, I don't need to do doc. I need more meds. Shut this shit down. No, ma'am, you was just kumbayaing with it. What are we talking about? There's just too much going on.
They got it. It's too many loose ends.
Too
It's
many
too many
loose ends,
loose.
too many outside storylines. This weird ass dude that took old girl on the karaoke car ride. I'm over it.
Yeah, I
I'm
need them.
watching it, but I'm over it, though.
I'm watching, but I just, you know, there's some things in there, especially while we talking about possessions. Like, I need to see some. Like, if we got to do a whole episode about Ty and her background and her grandmother and this entity that's attached to her family. If we got to do.
Can we put it together first? We got to get it together and figure it out. Y'all tell us what you think is going on, because I'm so irritated
I'm
with it.
missing something there. I feel like there's information that we're I feel like we're as lost as the characters are.
I agree.
Don't want
And
to be
maybe
as
more
lost
so.
in them. I want to
And
know
maybe more
a
so.
little bit more than they do. And right now, we're all stumbling
We don't
around
know
in the
shit.
dark together. We all don't know what to
You
do.
know
But
what?
y'all, you know.
I'm gonna tell you another show that's gonna have you like that. I just watched it and I'm gonna watch it again. But it was good and it was just kind of dark and weird. It's on Prime. Lord have mercy. Dead Ringers. It just came out on
Okay.
Prime.
I seen that on appearing on the Fire Stick, but I ain't really hear nothing about it.
Because ain't nobody talking about it. But I'm gonna say this disclaimer, because I am one of those people. If you are a mom who has dealt with pregnancy trauma, birthing trauma, any of those things, there are very many triggers in this series.
Worse than Handmaid's Tale?
Maybe so much worse. So much worse. So there are several triggers in this series. And so I had to turn the first episode off for a few minutes and calm my nerves. But
Worse than
it
House
hit.
of Dragon?
Yeah, it's okay. So the twins and that are the main characters of the show does surround a birthing clinic and infertility. They're like these genius doctors who one sister is like She it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. One sister's like, I want to help babies. I want to make this easy for women. And the other sister's like this mad scientist. And she was like, I got a cure. I can fix this shit. But the way she's fixing it is like illegal, undercover, scientific experimentation type shit. But it's all around babies and infertility. So at the end, there is a scene that fooled me as well. And I was like, oh shit. So yeah.
Oh
But the
yeah, because
series
I'm
was
like, if
good.
it's where I'm like, dang, house worse than House of Dragon and Handmaid's Tale, because they was rough.
I think he had one episode and I was just like, oh girl, oh, I feel you. But no, because at the first episode is like dual action. You watching a mama over here and a mama over there, and it's just a lot in the first 15 minutes. But the whole series is very, I found it very interesting. I gotta watch it again because I don't think I followed it. Like I got what happened, but I'm like, gotta put some puzzle pieces together because this shit just threw me for a loop. But it's really dark too. So Dead Ringers. It's not horror, it's like a psychological thriller, but I watched it on Prime. That shit was a wild ride. It's like
Well,
six
yeah.
episodes, so it's a quick
Well,
watch.
look, if you're one of those people who like a good dark show, well, if you're watching Yellow Jackets, I'm assuming you like to watch anything dark anyway, because it got real dark with the cannibalism this season. They got a little dark.
They was gonna do that though. I knew that there was cannibalism because y'all can't tell me how y'all survived a bunch of high school kids with the one teacher and adults jacked up with a messed up leg out here in these woods for however long y'all was out here, and then y'all don't ever want to talk about it. I knew y'all was eating
And
somebody.
everybody ain't come back.
I knew y'all ate somebody. I'm surprised it took them so long.
Right. That yeah, that's going down a dark rabbit hole. But yeah. But yes, we are still working on that. We'll probably do another a review of season two of Yellow Jackets after, the episode's finished to
Wrap up.
see.
Yeah.
Hopefully these questions that we have get wrapped up. So
They
we'll
better.
give a We'll give a rating for that at the end of the season.
Because I might not
But
come back for three if y'all don't bring this together, okay?
for Evil Dead Rise, what you got?
I hate to give stuff perfect ratings. I'm gonna give this a 4.5 skulls. Because the only thing that irritated me was that last part of the storyline. That's it. That's it.
4.5. I think I can agree with that. I gave it a 4 for the quick review, but I figure if we took a deeper dive into it, and plus thinking about how they did such a that you brought up the point how they did such a good job with parallel scenes to the 2013 movie, and so how they brought you that, and just the adding a little bit of humor to break up some of the horror, and not holding back with the horror, and the little girl who that was the survivor, which we probably should have figured that out in the beginning. I think it's been a solid 4.5. Is I think that works for me.
I rocks with that.
That I can deal with that one. How does it compare with anything that you've seen this year?
I ain't gonna lie to you. When it comes to the gore, the blood, the scenes, I have not seen anything in this on this level this year. I don't think I maybe I'm missing something, but giving me the gore that I need in life and not holding back, I think this one did very well this year. So far from what I've seen. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I
Long
think so far
the
it's at the
horror and
top.
just getting straight to the horror, yeah, it's up there pretty high.
It's
It's
up
up there
there
pretty
for
high.
me right now. So I know it look, it's only April. We got the whole rest of the year to go. So that it maybe it might knock down it,
Well,
something
y'all,
else may come through.
the red door with the Conjuring is coming out, so
That's
that's
come,
a
yeah.
whole nother level of horror. So I expect
And
that to be pretty good.
Insidious.
Cause
That's
yeah, that's what I'm
Insidious.
talking about. The Insidious. Oh, it's Insidious, not the Conjuring. My bad. Insidious. Yeah, because that preview was busting in the theater. I was like, I like how we keep.
The
Only
blackening
funny
is
with the
coming
story.
out. Okay.
Now that ain't gonna be nothing but comedy. I'm gonna watch it, but that's gonna be pure comedy, ma'am. Pure comedy.
We got a long way to go with some more
I
horror
feel
this
like
year.
they need to put that on streaming so me and you can watch that at home, and we need to just set up the camera so y'all can see how ridiculous we look watching this movie. Because that's like something that's gonna be like, really.
Absolutely.
Look at the actors, y'all. This is gonna be comedy.
It is. This is gonna be I'm here for it. Actually, I can't wait to see that one. That is going to
I
be
need to
that's
go
gonna be a
back and
good
find that
blend
original skit too.
of
Because
horror
people don't
comedy.
realize it was a skit that started all of that.
Oh yeah, we might find that and post it in a Horror and Hooch Facebook group. So
I'll find
yes,
it.
join Horror and Hooch on Facebook. We're gonna get that skit posted so y'all can see it before Blackening comes out. Hit subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are also on Spotify. We are on TikTok or through all these platforms. It is only April. We've got a whole year of horror left. We got to talk about From. If you haven't seen it, I need y'all to get on this show. Okay. I'm going to somehow do that'll be one of the next things that we talk about. We're throwing an old school horror in here. Summer is coming up. We got to get these summer
Cocktails on
cocktails
deck.
going. We got to
Cocktails on deck. Y'all already know I ramp up in the summer.
them.
Part one, because I usually be one shot down in the summer. But you know, cocktails on deck. Something new coming for y'all this summer.
Yes.
I'm trying to do better with that, y'all, but I had to stop drinking in the day like y'all. I work a job. Anyway. Follow us, like, subscribe. Tell us what you thought about the Evil Dead Rise in the comments. Give us your ratings. Talk to us, y'all. You know we like to hear from you.
We do. And we will see you guys in May. Thank you for joining us and go get you some ginger snaps.
Almost thought that's my new get some ginger snap. Oh, we got, you know what? I'm gonna do a special video making Kima ginger snap cocktail for y'all. That's the next cocktail y'all gonna get is the ginger snap. So I'm gonna do a taste test so I
Want
can
you to
see what
add
she's
some more
talking
stuff
about.
in there too. I want you to spice it up.
We got okay, we gonna compare her original recipe to my boosted recipe. That's what we gonna do. So what you say, green tea,
No, a ginger tea.
I'm sorry, ginger tea. Look, I'm already messing up. Agave and Captain Morgan's. You gotta tell me exactly which Captain Morgan's. You know they be doing a couple different ones, but yeah. All right.
Spice it up for me. There we
Look out
go.
for the ginger snaps.
And we'll see y'all next time.
Bye, y'all.